There was a time when many grocery stores didn't carry baked goods, but economies of scale and the pressures of convenience saw grocery stores incorporating bakeries into their buildings. Despite that, Kansas City has always been a great place for baked goods. Cakes, pies, cream puffs, and breads have all been important to the growth of this town as a cosmopolitan and corpulent community. I'm Charles Ferruza, and on today's edition of Central Standard Friday, we'll extend our forks to all parts of the metro to uncover the best bakeries offering the most decadent donuts, the crustiest baguettes, and the flakiest cinnamon rolls. If you're passionate about pastries, join the conversation with the food critics as we sweet talk our way into the bounty of bakeries in Kansas City after this hour's news. Central Standard Friday, the Food Critics Edition. I'm Charles Ferruza with you. Charles Ferruza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is Fat City at pitch.com. I'm with you every other Friday with this same glorious panel that sort of evolves and changes each other Friday. I'll let you introduce yourself, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com, where you can also find the Feed Me KC podcast.
I'm Mary Block from Around the Block at AroundTheBlockKC.com. I'm on Facebook, and I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star.
Gloria Gale, 435, and no longer south. It's all over.
It's just called 435 now? Mm-hmm. 435.
Five.
And the
all
world.
Around.
All right.
Yeah, and the world.
The world, according to 435. Right. Just so you know that in this edition of Central Standard Friday, just in time for Passover and Easter, we return to one of our favorite topics, which is bakeries in Kansas City. I can't imagine any holiday without some kind of a special festive bread or cake or pastry, or all of the above in my case. Mm-hmm. So on the second half of Central Standard Friday, we will be taking your calls about your favorite bakeries or your favorite baked goods in Kansas City. And the number will be 816-235-2888. But we're going to start out the show by talking about where the new places in Kansas City are. New places or revisits to old places. Emily, where have you been?
Well, I went to a place that is not new at all. The Point. It's a bar it's right off of Southwest Boulevard, and I think I got the wrong the Point address because this is a Clay Street. Did you know, either of you know the address? 45th-ish.
Yes.
45th.
Well, someone will call in.
We'll put it online afterwards.
You know, that place has been around, I want to say, since the 1980s. It's had several owners.
Yeah. Well, I've never been a big fan of going into The Point. It's a bar, standard bar. But now Good You, of the Good You food truck, Kelly Daniels, is doing food at The Point.
And she moves around a lot.
She is all over the place. And I should offer a full disclosure that I am friends with Kelly Daniels, but I became friends with her because I fell in love with her food, and I started stalking her her food.
I can say that I'm not friends with Kelly Daniels. In fact, I don't even like her. But no, I do, actually. But I'm a big fan of her. She really is all about quality.
She is super obsessed with quality and making sure that anywhere her food is being served, that that the quality is way up there. And if it's not, she'll move on. And right now she's serving food at The Point. And I went in on Wednesday night and I was pretty blown away with this bar food. We had a fried egg sandwich that had a tomato jam on it, and it was sweet and savory in the bread. Ooh, it was kind of fried on the outside. It was kind of like grilled cheese, but fried egg with...
Am I correct in assuming that maybe she is there cooking?
She is there a lot of the time. She was not there at night when we were there, but she is, you know, making sure that the staff is making the food according to her quality standards, and it was amazing.
I saw on Facebook yesterday she had a pig hash with fried egg and green chili hollandaise. I almost got in my car and drove right down
there. That doesn't sound like bar food to me.
bar brunch food, yes. She also serves what she calls, and lots of people agree, is KC's best burger. And to our topic of bakeries, she has a special farm-to-market bun that is exclusive to her that she serves.
What kind of bun is it?
It's a brioche bun with multiple kinds of sesame seeds. We have a few posts on Feed Me KC, and we call them magic buns. So if you look for magic buns at feedmekc.com, you can read all about these buns.
Be careful about Googling that one.
Yeah.
Just search on feedmekc. And sweet potato waffle fries. Extra crispy. They were delicious. She also had curly fries. And we also tried her wings. And we tried them all three ways. They do an inside-out wing that has blue cheese sauce on the wing, and you dip it in buffalo sauce. My favorite was the chili wing, and it was sweet and spicy and delicious.
All right. And do we ever find an address for the Point?
Oh, I will put it online. I will look it up right now.
Okay.
And come back to that.
Okay. Are we ready to move to Mary Block?
Yes.
Yes, Mary.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I was at Blanc Burger the other day. They're getting ready to roll out a new menu. And Ernesto is trying to appeal to more to women who might not want to come in and have a heavy burger, doing more entree salads. He's got more chicken sandwich options. One was I had the chicken caprese sandwich, which was really good. He said it's his and the general manager's favorite sandwich on the menu, and I could see why. So he's constantly changing he says we're not the new kid on the block anymore, so he's doing things to make sure that they stay as popular as they've always been.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Which one did you go to?
I went to the one in Mission Farms. There's also one on the plaza right near Capitol Grill. I also finally made it to Providence New American Kitchen, which is
in the President Hotel.
Right, at 13th and Baltimore. And I thought it was very good, the meat entrees especially. It was odd, though. We asked, there were six of us. There were three women who all ordered the same entree. We all had We tried the tuna tacos first with some other appetizers, and then we had the sashimi tuna salad. And the waiter said, fine, didn't say a word. Well, it's basically
the same tuna taco,
only it's like a nacho. And there's no salad. There are a few greens on the wonton chip. But I think the server should
have said something.
He should have said something, and they ought to rename it. Because it says salad. But it was really good. It just was more the same.
Mary Block has a new campaign. If you are listening at the Providence New American Kitchen at the President Hotel, please tell them that she wants a change on the menu immediately.
Just a name change. But I thought the food all the way around was excellent.
It's a great restaurant.
It is.
Yeah, I've had lots of good meals there. I really like it.
And the other place I want to mention, I have not been, but I will be, but get there by the next time we go, is Pig Witch, which is Alex Pope's new stationary food truck behind his butcher shop.
I love the idea of a stationary food truck.
Yes. It's not moving. It's at 2618 Gwinnett, and he has four items every day, like a hamburger, a cheesesteak, falafel, and a banh mi, and then every day he has a daily special.
Like, do you know what the hours are?
10:30 to 7 every day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The same as his butcher shop. And he's going to have picnic tables set up for this lovely weather we're having.
Oh.
It won't last.
No.
The weather, not Pig Witch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to come back with an address for the Point now that I have the correct. Apparently, there is another Point in Kansas City, in case anyone's wondering. But the Point that is serving food from Good U is 917 West 44th Street.
Terrific. Thank you so much. I'd like to know how long the Point has been there. I want to say at least 25 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think I've been there since they disallowed smoking. That tells you how long it's been.
Yeah.
Okay, Glow.
Well, I don't regularly frequent the casinos.
What are you talking about? They call you Miss Jangle.
High roller. But I ended up going to the Hollywood Casino at the Kansas Speedway, and they have a slew of restaurants. There's probably four or five, I guess. And but I really want to comment.
I always wondered what the exact definition of a slew it was, and now,
well,
I know.
Now you know.
Four or five.
More
okay.
than three. And I got to tell you, they're beautiful restaurants, and they overlook the Speedway. So if you haven't seen it from that perspective, it's really terrific.
I thought really only the steakhouse overlooked the – oh, no, and the bar.
No, the bar does okay. also. And I think the Epic Buffet does as well. But we didn't go because the line was too long. But I got to say, I'm going to give a shout-out for the Final Cut, which is their fine dining steakhouse.
That's expensive, I understand.
It is, but it's –
you just win the money
and
go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you just blow all the money.
Or you go there before you lose the money.
Yeah, or right. after you lose the money, so yeah, you yeah. still feel
and
rich.
They really, it's very elegant. It's quite nice.
Well, give us, what do the prices range from?
I I don't have the Well, yes, I do. I mean, they range into the 30s. Yeah, for most of the steaks.
Like what's the
most
expensive
filet,
steak?
$40. A 24-ounce steak.
Do you at least get like a little tiny potato with it?
Well, the tomahawk chop, which is an Australian Wagyu 28-ounce bone-in ribeye, is $54.
But that's enough for two people.
Oh, easily. And we just had samples of it. But I'd go back for their duck fat steak fries, house-made ketchup for $8. My hands just kept going in, and I'm telling you.
Well, they let you take that out to the slot machines.
Mary, you've got to go there.
I'll go just for the fries.
Right. And then they have a place called the Marquee Lounge, which is it's Hollywood.
I thought it was kind of a diner.
No, it's not a diner.
Well, mm-hmm. Isn't there a diner?
It's called a cafe, and their waffles and fried chicken and adult milkshakes are to die for. They are wonderful. And then, so that was really fun, and I also went to the Jacobson, which I hadn't been to. I was saving
it. Why don't you tell us what the address of the Jacobson is?
The Jacobson's at 2050 Central. Okay. Right in back of Lulu's. Oh. And I thought it was fabulous. I thought it was really great. I hadn't been. It was early.
What did you have?
I had the grilled sea scallops with a beet salad. It was wonderful. And a cup of tomato bisque. And it was just terrific.
They've changed the menu, I know, since I was there.
Oh, really?
I like the place. It's a nice atmosphere.
I think the chef is very talented, John Smith.
Yep.
I want to remind you that you are listening to KCUR. This is Central Standard Friday, and we are the food critics talking about new restaurants or not so new restaurants or nearly new restaurants. In the second half of the show, we are going to be talking about bakeries in Kansas City, but we have an early phone call on that subject, and if you don't mind, I'm going to go to Mark in Kearney.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I didn't want you to wait too long.
Yes, last year my wife and I were lucky enough to get to go to France on a little tour, and since then, we have been searching all over Kansas City trying to find real French bread. You know, there's a lot of stuff called French bread or French style, but, you know, the good hard crusted, the airy crumb, you know, slathered with a little real butter, you don't need anything else for a meal.
Well, let's get some answers here to your question. Emily, where would you go for real French baguettes
real French bread? Well, I know Farm to Market Bakery does a baguette, and you can get it in many of your local grocery stores, and it will be nice and crusty on the outside and soft on the inside because they don't use any preservatives, and so they do a nice baguette for $2 or $3 you can find.
And I like going to the hen house markets that sell them and have them baked fresh right on the spot instead of bringing them in, because then they're really warm and very crusty.
Probably Café des Amis. Maybe not baguettes, but they would have. Or Le Feu Frog.
What about Le Monde up north?
Le Monde is an excellent choice. Le Monde is north of the river in North Kansas City on Armour Road. Is that correct?
I believe so.
And they make fresh baguettes, I believe, every day. And that's probably a great choice.
What about the one in the market?
Bloom?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never had bread there.
Yeah. I thought they were more desserty.
They might. I think they have bread.
Mm-hmm. But well, you know what? I mean, we will be getting plenty of calls about French bread, so stay with us, Mark,
right.
Okay? And that was Mark and Kearney. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking in the second half about bakeries. I'm trying to think where I've been that's new. I have been to Pig and Finch, which we've talked about before, in what's the name of that?
Park Place.
Mm-hmm. And there's some really, really good things on the menu. There's some things I wasn't all that wild about, but we've already covered that fried chicken theme. Mm-hmm.
I love the cassoulet there.
The cassoulet is delicious. It really, I think it's a restaurant with great potential.
I do
it really
too.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a restaurant from the 801 Chop House people.
Yes.
I've heard a rumor that they're also opening up an 801 Fish House.
They are.
Yes.
It's not
happening?
A rumor. Yeah, it's happening.
Okay. I didn't know if this was instead of that.
No.
Do we know when that is going to happen?
I think fall.
And where is it?
It's going to be in Park Place, but in a different.
They're still building, I think.
Yeah, they're building a lot out there. So just what they need, another restaurant. I think there's eight.
Wow.
In that tiny area.
Well, is this the time for us to play the sad music and talk about places
that
are closed?
Right.
And Gloria, what closed this week?
West Chase Grill.
You were a fan of that place.
I was. And I'm sorry to see that go. I think.
Do you remember the address?
John Westerhaus. Well, it's in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row, and that place has been a variety of different restaurants. And
I remember Forks in the Air and Spoons in the Ground.
And Canucks.
40 Sardines.
40
Knives
sardines.
In the Back. And a lot of it's an odd location, but you would think it would be successful. I mean, it's,
well, look at its location. I mean, yeah, it's
well,
a great location.
It was there for several years.
It was, but it's a tough market.
Isn't it one of the last restaurants in the metro to have offered dining and dancing? Couldn't you dance there on the weekends?
I don't know about dancing, but they had great entertainment.
They did?
Yeah.
And they had those nice private rooms in the back where you could do kitchen demonstrations. And
so, I don't know. I bet John Westerhouse will do something new.
Oh, I do know of a new restaurant that is open.
What is that?
Clark's American Caribbean Restaurant at 30. It's where Chubby's used to be at 36th and Broadway.
Clark's. And
Joseph Clark is the chef. He moved back to his hometown of Kansas City from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It is serving both American classic soul food dishes. I've not eaten there yet, but I've talked to him several times. And Caribbean dishes. So they'll have jerk chicken, they'll have fried chicken, they'll have all this, the traditional side dishes and various desserts. And it is now open, I think, dinner only for a while at 36 and Broadway in the former Chubby's space.
There is a restaurant, a Mediterranean restaurant, that I'm going to go to called The Basha.
I've heard about this. Where is it?
It's at 105th and I don't know. I'm so sorry.
That's so helpful.
I don't know yet. Oh, wait. I do know. It's at 100 in the 103rd Street Shopping Center off of Metcalf next to the Buffalo Wings, I think.
But, 7016 West 105th Street.
Yeah, there you go. And I really don't know much about it other than it's new Mediterranean.
Okay, Basha, B-A-S-H-A?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
BashaCuisine.com is the website.
And if anyone has been to Basha at 105th Street, call us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org.
Or send us a tweet at KCURCST.
That's great. We have all kinds of ways to reach us, and we do want to hear from you. I'd like to find out more about this Basha place.
Yeah.
We're also talking about bakeries and
right. And also we met each other, Charles and I, at Parisi. We saw each other, which is the coffee shop.
That was last week.
Yeah.
I'd never met you before.
It was just odd to see you there out of context. And it's also at Park Place, and it's the artisan coffee that also has a location down in
Union Station.
Now, this is different. I had never seen anything like that. They serve, they don't have a full bar, but they serve three cocktails, right?
Yes.
Three specialty cocktails. And they come out of a tap, sort of like you would see
they
in a soda fountain.
Pre-mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
As a former bartender, I don't really know what to think about
Perhaps there is a legal implication for baristas mixing cocktails, and so they... I'm just making that up.
But I do like the new wines on tap. That's a different concept.
Yes.
And that makes them last longer. Amigoni does it. Their winery and Affair does it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a couple wines on tap at Anton's at 1610
yes.
Main Street?
Yes.
In addition to the beers and the root beer?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a new thing.
It is a new thing.
My favorite part of the wine on tap at Cellar and Loft, they have a wine club and you can get wine delivered and you can go there and get a card and put money on your card and use it at the wine tap and get a 1 ounce pour, a 3 ounce pour, or a 6 ounce pour and just use up your card trying different wines.
That is so, how many different samples can you get?
I think they have 6 wines on tap at a time and they have them temperature controlled to exactly where they're supposed to be served. Mm. It's kind of genius.
Where is Cellar and Loft?
That is in the River Market on Walnut Street.
Okay.
And they do have a pretty great wine and beer club. You can have wine or beer delivered to your house, 2 bottles of wine or 2 six-packs of beer for $30 a month.
Do they have food?
They have snack foods. They have Christopher Elbow chocolates, and they do some pickled items. And if you belong to the wine and beer club, you can go when they do their tastings, and they'll have snack foods out.
Yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. That's Cellar and Loft. Mm-hmm.
Cellar and Loft on Walnut Street in the River Market.
Just south of Planters, which a lot of people know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of, I did go to Hickox, which is right across the street. Mm-hmm. That reminded me. And it was before JJ's blew up. We actually saw that was how I remember that night. Yeah, but anyway, and it was really pretty good.
I was there after it first opened when
Michael Peterson was the chef.
Right. Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It was, yeah. And it was good.
You know, it was modestly busy and for a weeknight.
And what kind of food do they serve?
Mexican, Tex-Mex, sort of.
And bar food. And
I think it was pretty broad.
Yeah.
The menu was pretty broad.
Do they have waffle fries? Then it's not really a bar.
I think they do.
No.
No?
No.
Keep checking.
I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Any other new places that we have stopped by or heard about?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw the insert in the Sunday paper, which was all about restaurants. Did anybody else see that?
I heard
that?
It's very nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's something called Orange something.
Does Orange anybody... Box?
Orange Box.
Maybe that's it.
I haven't
been.
Can you
talk about that?
I can't.
No.
It's orange.
Yeah.
And I think it's in the Crossroads. That's about the
is
best
it in
I
a
can
box?
Do.
What is it?
I don't know.
I just
remember reading about
can
it.
Can you tell me what it is? Because I'm curious.
We're going to have a caller probably tell us more at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcr.org.
Or a tweet at KCRCST.
Have you been there, Emily?
I have not, but I just found it online. And it's Kansas City's newest go-to shop for gourmet food on the go. Ooh, so you get.
What does that mean?
Food
carry out.
Perhaps food
carry
in an orange
to
box to go. I hope someone calls in and tells us about it.
I'm sure they will.
And on that note, we had just been talking about the new Parisi Cafe in the Park Place development.
Uh-huh.
And they used to have an in-house chef doing their food, at least for the Union Station shop. And now the grab and go, which is a term I've come to hate, their grab and go foods are prepared by the PB&J.
Nice.
So, and they have, I mean, it's not an elaborate choice.
It's, it's salads, and I've got it right here. It's quinoa, cob. Yeah, and they have sandwiches, tenderloin, turkey, garden pita. So, you know, they have a few.
Oh, okay. Let's go to, we've got an answer to our orange box question.
Oh, good.
Caller, are you with us?
Yes.
Is this Katie?
It is.
Hi, Katie. What do you want to tell us about the orange box?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of mad about this kind of thing. I went with a friend of mine, and they had a lot of different things to choose from. I had the Cubana, which was, oh, my God, it was so good. The sandwich was it was just incredible. And a friend of mine had the tomato soup and grilled cheese, although they had a lot of stuff to choose from, but that's what she chose. But the tomato soup had, like, huge chunks of tomatoes. I mean, it was awesome. And it's just a quaint little place.
Now,
It's at 2700 Jarbo. It's actually right down across the street from the roastery cafe that just opened.
Oh, so it's not in the Crossroads.
No, it's in the Crossroads. It's not in the River Market.
Right, yeah, right. But it's up from the Crossroads a little bit. You know, the Crossroads, I think of as, right where they have the...
Right.
It's West Side.
It's kind of where my Boulevard Brewery.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's a little farther south.
But there's a lot of different things to choose from that they had. They have it on a chalkboard, and then they have a little all displayed, the sides that you can pick from. And
Do you have to go after you grab, or can you eat in?
Yeah.
No, you can eat in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a smaller space, but I love the atmosphere.
And Katie, do you know what hours the Orange Box is open?
Oh, gosh, I don't.
Okay.
We had lunch. We were there about 12:30.
Am I correct in assuming it is lunch only?
I believe so. I'm sorry. Like I said, my first time there, I didn't really observe everything, but I think it is just lunch only.
They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Great.
Okay, yeah, so it's lunch. But it's very good. It was really good. I mean, I had the sandwich, and oh, my God, the pork just, like, melted in my mouth.
Okay, that's
so
great.
It was freaking good.
Well, Katie, thank you for responding to our plea to find out more about the Orange Box. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk all about bakeries. Kansas City, we have a question to ask you. Is the best bakery in Kansas City, or do you go to specific bakeries for specific items? Join our conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or send an email to centralstandard@kcur.org. I am here with Gloria Gale from 435, Mary Block from Around the Block, and Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com.
Correct.
All right. And I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is fatcity@pitch.com. We have a full switchboard. We're talking about bakeries. And I say it's time to get to the calls. And let's go to Carrie. Is it Carrie and Carney?
It's Carrie and Carney.
All right. What do you have to tell us, Carrie and Carney?
Well, I have two things to tell you about Slavinsky's Bakery in Kearney. I'm not a big donut person, but they have the most incredible melt-in-your-mouth apple fritters that as soon as I get in the car, I devour one. And I took one to my dad one day, and I forgot to give it to him. Whoops. And I ate it the next day cold, and it was still just as good.
Do you know the address of Slavinsky's Bakery?
I have it on my refrigerator. I'll give it
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I call a fan.
My other most favorite thing there is their triple chocolate cake, and it's really inexpensive too. Oh, here it is. The address is not on their card.
Oh.
Their phone number is 903-2245.
2245. Okay, well, with that phone number, we can call and get the address.
And I actually just found it.
All right.
It is at 196 West State Route 92 in Kearney. And that is Slavinsky, S-L-I-N.
Oh, Slavinsky.
V-I-N-S-K-I-S.
Now, is this bakery been there a long time, Carrie? Is it an iconic place in Kearney?
Oh, you know what? I've just lived here a couple of years, but I think they've been here for, I would be guessing, I think like at least 5 years.
All right.
And they recently moved. They're in the little strip mall next to Country Mart, and they're right now right next to it in a larger space. They moved last year.
All right. Well, if they moved to a larger space, that's a good sign. Hey, thank you, Carrie and Kearney. And let's go to Sarah in Belton. Sarah.
Yes, hi. I thought you guys should know about Butterfly Kisses Baking. It's in Belton.
No, what is the name of it?
Butterfly Kisses.
Butterfly Kisses, okay. In Belton.
Yes, yes.
Where is it in Belton?
And they do. It's right in the old downtown Belton on Main Street.
Okay.
The address is 301 Main Street. And they do the best cupcakes you could ever have. They have mini cupcakes. They have cake pops, pies. Their caramel, apple pie, their miniatures, they're just wonderful. And, you know, customers, we can come in and say, you know, do you have this certain cupcake? And she says, no, but if you want, I'll have it in a couple of days for you. And so we come back, and she's made it specially for us.
Oh, what a great store owner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And she has sugar cookies and chocolate chip cookies, macadamia nut cookies. She has mini. The little mini cupcakes are wonderful. A lot of the moms come. You know, including me, I come for my granddaughter and buy the little mini cupcakes to play when you play princess or tea house or anything. These little mini cupcakes are just wonderful for the kids.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. You know, when I host my little tea parties at Ferruzza Manor, I now know where to get those little
Butterfly.
Mini cupcakes. Butterfly Kisses at 301 Main Street in Belton. I have not had a little mini tea party in so long. Let's go to Brian in Lee's Summit. Brian?
Hey.
How are you, Brian?
I'm good. I'm really surprised I haven't heard more about this restaurant called Vivalore in the Inglewood Shopping District of Independence.
I love Vivalore. I've been there a couple times, several times, actually.
I've heard all about it from Charles Ferruzza.
I keep promising to take Emily, and I will. Vivalore is in the, sort of speaking of iconic spaces, in the space that was formerly occupied by that famous Sherman Anderson antique store for many, many years. And it's a brother and sister who own it, and they've done a remarkable job. It's quite beautiful inside. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place for Gloria Gale to go because she can shop and eat at the same time.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. To take 435 out to Independence.
Not
now.
A problem. Yeah. I'm there.
What have you had at Vivalore that you like so much, Brian?
I've had the shark steak, which was awesome. And let's see, there's salmon. And they have a Reuben that they do a little bit different twist on. It's the pastrami. And instead of sauerkraut, I don't remember what it had, but it was, sweet red onions, like marinated, grilled.
I think they were marinated in either apple juice or apple cider, if I remember. I probably have that totally wrong. But the chef there is Hope Dillon, and Hope Dillon is probably best known for, she was a chef at the Grill on Broadway for a while. Mm. So that's great. That's a good shout-out for Vivalore. She also makes great desserts on the subject of bakeries. Let's go to Mary Jean in Overland Park.
Hi. I love your show today. Thanks so much for this topic. This is a bakery that I think is wonderful. It's called Best Regards Bakery, and it is over on 119th and Glenwood. If you know where... You know where Cheesecake Factory is on 119th?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the strip mall just west of that, it's just right across from Whole Foods. This is a bakery owned by Robert and Sherry Dunsing, and they have every kind of cookie you can imagine, but they also have three or four different kinds of breads. They're all made from scratch. And everything they make is just the best ingredients. They're using European butter and Madagascar vanilla. And they have, like, I think Charles would like this, they have a wonderful chocolate avalanche cookie.
I'm there.
They are just incredible.
Okay, so that's Best Regards Bakery. It's 119th in Glenwood near the Cheesecake Factory. And do you know what hours they're open?
You know, they're open 6 days a week. I believe they may open as early as 7 because they have incredible cinnamon rolls as well, and you can put your own icing on them. And the other thing I would add is from time to time they will pair with Off the Vine Wine Company, their wine vendors, and they'll do these classes in pairing wine and dessert or wine and bread. And they're just a blast.
Well, you just can't have enough wine and bread.
There you go.
That's right. Hey, thank you, Mary Jean. And let's go to Robert in Overland Park.
Well, hi, Charles. This is Robert with Best Regards.
Oh, Robert, your timing is impeccable.
Oh, isn't that hilarious? Mary Jean is the sweetest person we've ever met. She's wonderful. It was real funny. I had a couple emails saying you got to call in there and answer some questions for them about a couple different things.
Okay, we've got a full switchboard. So tell us what the process of good baking is.
Doing it from scratch using the best ingredients you can. The quality of ingredients. We do one class that's called Healthy Baking with Premium Ingredients, and I make the Texas sheet cake that everybody makes. You know, the recipes on the internet. I make
everybody except the panel on the studio, but yes, okay.
What's real funny is, so I make it using the regular ingredients, like the 99-cent flour from Price Chopper and like that, and I serve that. Then I make it using the exact same recipe using King Arthur flour. Then I use European butter, Madagascar bourbon vanilla. Don't change the technique. Still boil the batter and to boil the icing and bake it the exact same way. And the everybody is just absolutely amazed at the difference that it makes. And by the end of the class, I'd probably say 60% of the people tell me they're going to throw away their flour and throw away their vanilla, and they're going to start switching and using quality ingredients.
Would you quickly, before we go on, give us the exact address of the bakery?
Oh sure. 6759 West 119th.
Great. Robert, thank you so much. I look forward to going to Best Regards and Best Regards. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. What's up?
I wanted to recommend Pasteleria Oruna. It's over in KCK and at Coy and Central, which is Coy's like between 7th and 8th, I think.
How do you spell Coy?
C-O-Y.
C-O-Y, okay.
Yeah.
Coy and Central. I'm assuming this is a Mexican bakery?
It is, yeah. No, they have these churros that are amazing.
What else do they have? Do they have cakes and things like that?
They do. Yeah, and they've got, like, cinnamon rolls and, just about anything. Some things, that resemble donuts but are slightly different than what you're used to.
Yeah, if I remember, they're bigger.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Than traditional donuts. Okay, and do you know what? It's at the corner of Coy and Central, right?
Right.
All right. We'll get over to KCK for that one. I will, anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Megan in Kansas City. Megan?
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
So my favorite bakery is Dolce Baking Company in Prairie Village.
That's a sweet little shop.
Yeah, I love it. They have these really excellent cinnamon rolls that they have every day, and they have croissants on the weekend that are kind of like the best kept secret.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not anymore. And they have lots of specialty cakes and cookies and all sorts of things.
I have learned one thing about Dolce, and it's a favorite of mine, but you really have to get there early because I've made the mistake of going after lunch, and a lot of stuff is sold out.
They do the breakfast items fresh every day, so when they're gone, they're gone.
Well, alas. All right. Well, thank you for that. I want to just say that we're getting tweets, and we're getting emails at centralstandard@kcr.org. Katie writes on Twitter, "My favorite is Natasha's Mulberry and Mott. Their pain au chocolat, which sounds delicious." Mm. Jeff adds on Twitter, "It's not a bakery, but the best cinnamon roll on earth." Oh my gosh, that's high praise. "Is at Dagwood's on Southwest Boulevard, east of I-35. I've eaten many meals at Dagwood's, and I think the cinnamon rolls are very good there, but I would not say that they're the best on earth." Close.
They're probably as big as your head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those kinds?
Yeah, it's one of those kinds, which I find those to be a little bready for me. I mean, I like a more compact roll. Linda writes on Facebook, "French baguettes and half rye farmer rounds by Farm to Market at 135th Street Henthouse." And she also loves cookies and pastries from Andre's. Well, who wouldn't agree with that?
Right.
Let's go to Kevin in Prairie Village. Kevin.
Yeah, hi. Great show.
Thank you.
Wanted to give a shout out to a couple local independent bakeries that I just think are outstanding. One is John's Space Age Donuts on 8124 Floyd.
Now, is that the one right next to Villa Capri?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, you could get it from Metcalf, yeah.
Yeah, it's run by a couple who just do a fantastic job with donuts. They have a cream-filled Bismarck that's unbelievable, great glaze, and their apple fritters are what everyone, I think, really likes in the community.
They are very, very, very good.
They open at 6, and they're usually emptied out by about 10 almost every morning, but they make fantastic donuts. And then the other place that I think is terrific, there's an independent shop in a strip mall called Icing on the Cake.
Where is that?
It is at 7002 West 83rd Street.
Wait, is that near a Chinese?
It's immediately adjacent to Rock and Roll.
Okay. I've seen it a million times. Is it a bakery that has stuff for sale for retail?
No, you have to call ahead. But I've had some cakes made by the woman who operates that place, and they are unbelievable.
Like what kind of cake?
Amazing. They'd be layered cakes with buttercream icing, and they'll vary in size. I mean, she'll do wedding cakes, but if you want to do like a special independent thing, just the other day for my wife's birthday, I got a nice little compact 10-inch cake that was about 6 inches tall, and my wife, who insisted that she didn't really want a cake for her birthday after having one piece, said, "Oh, my God, I'm glad you ignored me."
That's great. And so that is Icing on the Cake. And what is
the
address again?
It is 7002 West 83rd Street.
Right next door to the Walk and Roll Chinese restaurant, which, by the way, is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to George. And George is calling from someplace. George, where are you calling
George
from?
George is in Kansas City.
Hey, George, what do you like?
Well, actually, I love Café Le Monde in North Kansas City on Armor Road.
It's the best. I love it.
I tell you, it's run by some Vietnamese. It's a Vietnamese family.
Actually, those are the chefs. The actual bakery is owned by Jeff Dover, and Jeff Dover has a very famous sister, the Celtic singer Connie Dover,
who's
often working there, and sometimes she'll sing for you while she works.
Well, I've never met anybody but the Vietnamese family, the extended family there.
We must go early then.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And we often ride our bicycles from Brookside up there to make it a special treat. And we kind of OD on their croissants, which I think are second to none. They rank right up there with the ones you get in the Parisian bars for breakfast.
Oh, all right.
They are melt-in-your-mouth delicious.
If you ever can't make it up north, Hi Hat on State Line has Le Monde pastries.
And actually, I think one of the new other coffee houses has advertised that they have them. But they also serve a delicious a special soup every day. Chicken curry is fantastic. And they make the best spring rolls this side of Vietnam.
Which are not available every day. I want to say
no, they're not. No, they're not.
Just Wednesdays or, yeah. But they're well worth going for. So that
yes,
is Le Monde Bakery on Armour Road in North Kansas City.
Indeed.
Thank you, George. That was a good plug. And Brandy in Platte City.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, Brandy.
Hi.
Knew you have children with allergies, right?
I have children with one has an egg allergy and the other one is has a gluten intolerance. And so for a long time, we couldn't go out and have special treats on Mommy Kid Days. And then we found Mud Pie Vegan Bakery and Coffee House. It's down on 39th Street.
Right.
And they are, you know, even if people go, oh, vegan, and they freak out and run away, but it's so good. You won't know there's not eggs in there. If you didn't know, you wouldn't know. And so we go there for treats because my kids can eat there without me freaking out about running them to the hospital later.
Well, I want to give a big plug for a Mud Pie Bakery and Coffee House because until I went there, I had had some bad luck with vegan pastries. They all tasted like they were made of sawdust to me.
Yeah. Really no texture, right.
And no flavor and no nothing. It made you really appreciate all the chemicals that go into the other stuff. But but their pastries are really, really tasty, really good. Yeah. They taste like the real thing.
Yeah, if you didn't know, you wouldn't know. And a lot of people with gluten intolerances and food allergies, we have to suffer through inferior baked goods. But boy, not if you go to Mud Pie.
Do they do gluten free as well?
Yes.
They do gluten free. I think it's gluten free Wednesdays. They may have changed that date, but is it still gluten free Wednesdays? Yeah. My kids have been in school, so we haven't gone for a while. but it's fantastic. You don't have to suffer through sawdust and no flavor. You can actually get really, really good treats there.
Hey, thank you, Brandy. That's a long drive for her from Platte City.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley writes on an email, Mud Pie Vegan Bakery and Coffee House is my number one. She also says the Upper Crust, which is in Pride's store in Westport, has unbelievable pies. And downtown Overland Park's Clock Tower Bakery and Cafe, very nice place, has amazing breads, pastries, and pizzas, which I didn't know about the pizzas. Mm-hmm. Carrie adds on Facebook, the Sweet Tooth in Blue Springs makes a turtle cookie that will change your life.
Mm.
I just have one thing to say. I've got to get there. My life definitely needs a change. If a turtle cookie will do it, that's fine. Ellen thinks that Big Mama's in Crown Center is the tops.
Mm.
Okay, let's go to Wendy in Overland Park. Wendy.
Yes, my question is, I live with a type 1 diabetic, and my mother-in-law is got gluten intolerance and lactose intolerance. She's got celiac disease. Where would I go to find something that has, you know, either sugar-free or dairy and gluten-free?
Not a bakery.
Yeah. Stick to the steakhouse.
Probably Mud Pie.
Yeah, I would say Mud Pie. There is a new baker in town, and I'm going to write a story about her next week. Who is specializing in gluten and dairy-free desserts. But I think she doesn't really have that many retail outlets
yet. Is that
yet.
Milk and honey?
No, this is Bee Free Bakery.
Okay.
And I've been writing about that in the pitch. But I would say Mud Pie would be a great place for gluten and dairy-free products. And
most bakeries that do French macaroons, if you're going for gluten-free, they're made with almond flour and are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would they be dairy-free as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I've noticed there's an increase in gluten and gluten-free products, but what about the diabetics? Is there a store that would cater to type 1 diabetics at all?
You know, I bet, Wendy, we will get some phone calls on that, okay? And so keep listening, and I bet we'll get a couple good calls, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And let's go. Here's a question for us. Erica?
Yes.
What do you want to ask our panel?
Not from here originally, and every time I go home to St. Louis, I have to stock up on Italian seed bread because I can't find a good loaf here, and honestly, the best I've found is Price Chopper.
Well, you want to explain what Italian seed bread is?
Oh, the Italian loaf with sesame seeds or miguettes with the sesame seeds or other types of seeds on top.
Shemakas?
Well, Shemakas doesn't have a store anymore.
Oh.
Roma Bakery, which is actually, I think, in St. Louis now. I'm maybe wrong about that, but they do still ship their products here. Roma Bakery does one, and they're in a lot of grocery stores, including Cosentino's Market. Where else?
According to the Google machine, there is still a Roma Bakery in Kansas City.
Right, but it's, I don't think they actually bake the products
not
here.
Not retail.
But I'm sure we'll get some calls on that one. So good luck, Erica. And I want to go to Don in Independence because you know where to get some gluten-free products, Don. Don, are you with us?
Mm-hmm.
Did I lose? Don?
Don.
We should call back. Don, call back.
Hi.
Don, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. I think we lost you. Where can our former caller get a gluten-free dessert?
Well, go to Nature's Pantry and Independence. It's really a health food store, but they have a huge selection of gluten-free products in there.
Yeah.
Including desserts?
Oh, well, you can get all... Well, you can get all kinds of good stuff. You can get waffles and breads and all kinds of stuff like that.
All right.
It's so big, I haven't looked at all of it.
All right. You know, that reminds me, probably another choice would be Whole Foods or places like that. You know.
That also reminds me that I have a complicated relationship with wheat myself, and Urban Table they use Udi's bread, which is probably one of the best gluten-free breads out there, and they will make a gluten-free French toast. Who's been missing French toast.
On request.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Spin Pizza has an amazing gluten-free pizza crust.
Yeah. That's true.
And I've noticed a lot of Italian restaurants, a lot more than even as recently as 3 or 4 years ago, are offering a gluten-free pasta, which is nice. Let's go to Charlie in Brookside.
Hello.
Charlie, what's up?
Well, a couple things. One, when Le Bon Boucher left, it was like that was it. Le Mans is right up there, and that's really where we had to shift our allegiance. I do know the owners; they're wonderful people, and like you said, the Vietnamese are very good at managing it. Also, I understand from the paper that the new roastery is the place. The new roastery cafe is the place that has Le Mans bakery goods.
Oh, okay,
right in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's good news for everybody in the Midtown area. Let's go to Vivian in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi. Thank you for doing a show about bakeries. I've been doing my own personal search for Kickles. It's like a Jewish cookie, and years ago we used to get it at the New York Bakery on like 71st and Troost. I can't find it anywhere.
That's a tough one, but it's like air. It's real light and fluffy. That's somebody's gonna have to call in. I haven't seen it. I have not seen it here in a long time, but I can picture it.
Well, hopefully someone will call in. It's a childhood memory.
Yeah.
And I don't want a recipe to bake it.
You want to just dive in.
That's my motto. Mm-hmm. I don't want a recipe. Let's go to Joe in Olathe.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great, Joe. What's up?
Nothing. Just wanted to talk to about the KC Donuts in Olathe. I think it's fantastic. I mean, I know you're talking about bakeries. Most people are looking for bread. But, I mean, these donuts are fantastic. I mean, the glaze, just a simple glazed donut, I think it's got a perfect sweetness and fluffiness to it. Like when they put the, you know, in the yeast overnight and it fluffs up and then they lightly fry it. And the way I describe it, it literally melts in your mouth. I mean, most people talk about Krispy Kremes and how right when it's out of the fryer, they give it to you if you're waiting in line. I just think that's unbelievably too sweet.
Yeah, they're very sweet. I agree. But now tell me, where is KC Donut in Olathe?
It's there's actually a few locations. I'm not sure of the exact address. There's one off by the DMV in Olathe, and there's another one on the other side of Olathe, 135th and Merlin.
Okay.
That is, I guess, their main store.
Great. Hey, thank you for that call. And, you know, if you're on your way to the DMV in Olathe, stop in for a donut. I think let's go to Lisa in Parkville.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
There's a brand new bakery in Parkville. I think it just opened the last week or two, called the French Bee Bakery.
The French Bee Bakery. Okay.
Yes.
Well, is it on Main Street or the downtown?
It is, and it's 404 East Street, so just on the back side of Main Street.
Okay.
And I went this morning for the first time and had an absolutely wonderful quiche, and the crust was light and fluffy, and the flavor, it was a mushroom quiche, absolutely wonderful. And their baked goods were very good also.
And it's the French Bee Bakery at 404 East Street?
Yes.
And how do you get to there from that main drag?
It would be east, just go east over a block.
Okay, great.
And we'll be on the other side. And I know they do catering, too.
That's good to know. A new French bakery in Parkville. And let's go to Holden. I mean, Ron in Holden.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I want to mention we have a historic country restaurant that's a couple just did a wonderful job on here called Gailey's, right downtown 2nd Street. And our town's only one block long, so it's easy to find. And the gal that runs it is Cricket, and every week she bakes a good half dozen fresh new type of pies, like boysenberry.
Uh-huh.
And so you can go there and even get a boysen blueberry next pie, which is great.
Now, can how do you spell Gailey's?
G-A-L-L-E apostrophe S. It's a longtime family out here.
And how far is Holden from Kansas City?
It's 30 miles due east of Lee's Summit, and you take Highway 131 south, 9 miles, and literally the highway ends right there in town. We do have one four-way stop.
Oh, that's good to know. And Gailey's, is it open for lunch and dinner?
Yes, it's open. Opens about 11 o'clock in the morning, and they close at 9 at night, and they have a full menu in there. The one sandwich that I really like is a country ham sandwich. They do a good job.
You know what? I'm there for a country ham sandwich and boysenberry pie. That's a great call. And let's go to Stephanie and Lenexa. Oh, I guess we can't take Stephanie and Lenexa, but God, we had a full switchboard.
Yeah.
Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton. Our announcer is Kim Noble. And thanks to my fellow food critics today, Emily Ferris, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Remember, you could find a list of all the restaurants and bakeries we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard Friday, and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next, asking if Google Fiber is good for Kansas City. What kind of fiber isn't good? I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard Friday. Enjoy your food.